Sunday the 1st of April 2018, Easter Sunday, 10:45 service. Sermon series, Easter 2018. Sermon title, He is Risen. The specified Bible reading for this talk was John chapter 3 verse 16. In this instance, it was powerfully conveyed in video form as a sequence of Lego-constructed scenes depicting the Last Supper, Christ's arrest, trial, crucifixion, and resurrection. And the talk is by our children and young people's worker, Scott Cheeseman.
Scott, who's going to come?
Am I on?
There we go. Do all sorts of crazy things.
Oh, what can possibly go wrong on April Fool's Day? And we're in church. Oh, it'll be fine. We're going to have a bit of paint and a bit of meth. And yeah, it's going to get a bit crazy. But today is a good day, is it not, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen? He is risen at last. Oh, it is Easter Sunday. I love Easter Sunday. Who has had some chocolate already today? Let's confess, a couple of us down the front. I haven't yet, I'm sure I will later. No, not yet. Chocolate for breakfast, the only day in the year you can use it as a reasonable excuse to do chocolate for breakfast, maybe. So should we go? We watched the video from the Lego. People, we were watching that. That was quite a cool video, was it not? Who made the Lego? I don't know who made it. I know we got it from YouTube. That's as far as I know, is we got it from there. So if we go to the first slide, we start with the Last Supper. The last Passover meal that was had with Jesus and his disciples. And this was kind of key. This is the start of the event that happened to Jesus dying on the cross for us. He knew what was going to happen. He knew that one of his friends that was with him, one of his disciples that he'd walked with, he'd mentored, he'd spent his life with, was going to betray him, was going to turn on him and hand him into the authorities. But he still showed them love. And we're going to kind of go through the story and pick on little bits and pieces and kind of flash through lots. But what I reflect on with this, and you'll hear a lot about reflections in this, if there are normally people in a situation with us that maybe we know are doing things that aren't benefiting anyone else. Jesus knew that Judas was going to turn on him, and he knew that Judas was going to hand him over to the authorities so that he can get crucified. Now, if that was me, I probably wouldn't want Judas coming around my house for dinner. Be fairly certain, you know, you're going to kind of dob me into the police. I'm not going to be the biggest fan for that. So I probably wouldn't have had him round, but Jesus showed him that love. God's love for all of us that will go through this whole story. And God's love for everyone. He shared that bread and that wine on the Last Supper. And that's why we do communion as well. We look at sharing the bread as remembrance of what Jesus did on that cross for us. And the blood that he shed on that cross for us. So the next bit is he goes into the garden, if I get this one right. Yes. He goes into the Garden of Gethsemane to pray, knowing he's going to get arrested. And what I love about this bit is when he just says, yet not my will, but yours be done. Not what I want to happen, but what God wants be done. And that is an almighty challenge to every single one of us. It's not my will that really makes any difference, but what God wants. You know, we're challenged, we are pulled left or right in this world, in lots of different things. If you're at school, GCSEs and A-levels and all that will be coming up, and you will be pulling your hair out and going for the Martin haircut sooner rather than later. With the exam stress. But it's God, you know, and your will might be that you go and fly through them and no problems at all. That might be your will, and I hope it is. Or it might be that you've changed job recently, or you're moving to a new area, whatever it might be, it's because God's will is in the middle of that and we are keeping close to him. We need to be remembering that God loves us. In John 3:16, our Bible reading for today, we all know it's one of the most famous verses there is. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that all that believed in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. It doesn't say, for God kind of liked the world that he gave his Son. It doesn't go, yeah, God was a bit annoyed one day and sent him to die. God loved us. So he's got our best interest at heart. So we need to remember that maybe we're in times where we're wandering in the wilderness. That no matter what it is, God's will is being done. And if we're ever struggling with that, pray about it and ask. Guys. Next slide. He gets taken before the court and to the governor, Pontius Pilate. And doesn't say very much. In fact, doesn't say anything, I don't think. And this is a chance for him to kind of stop what's going to happen. He could have gone, no, it's not me. Don't know who you're on about. I'm not Jesus. Don't worry about it. He wouldn't have got crucified. He'd have stayed on the earth. But he doesn't. He stays silent. He knows this is what God wants for him. And that's a pretty big sacrifice. He knows God that the plan for him is to die because of the mistakes we made. All the way back in the beginning in creation when Adam and Eve first came and they were told about the apple and you can't do anything. You can eat what you like, but don't eat the apple off that tree. Adam and Eve failed to read the apple terms and conditions and went and ate it. They brought sin into the world because of that. They knew that was the risk. If we eat this, we're going to bring sin. So God loved us that he needed to do something so big, so powerful, that we can't forget it. But we do. There are times in our lives where we may be wandering off the path that God has for us, or we're wandering into places that aren't helpful for us. Whatever that might be, you all know where you're at with that. God loved us and needed to send his Son. And so here, Jesus knew that. He knew that we were going to make mistakes. He knew I was going to be an Arsenal fan and suffer through that tragedy half the time. But it's fine because God loves us and he knew that was our plan. So as we move on, Jesus at this point is carrying his cross that he is going to be crucified on. But was it his cross to carry or was it ours? Jesus going on that cross, the one that committed no sin, died for the sins of the world. So is he actually, I like how it says, he carried the cross. It was our cross to bear. Our sin, our errors, our transgressions. Not his, not Jesus' sin or Jesus' transgressions, but ours. He took that and he put it on the cross. And so, if we go to the next slide a moment, he made our mistakes and our sinful nature and our transgressions. And we're going to kind of do something to remember that. So I'm going to need a couple of volunteers at this point of different ages. We're going to need a couple of all ages this morning. Right, Trisha coming up. I need someone younger. Come on, Prince. That's all right, don't worry. I need a couple of the adults as well. Don't worry, we're going to have plenty of time. Don't you panic. Right, a couple of adults as well of varied ages. Come on up. You might get a little messy, but don't worry. We'll try not to at this point. Right.
Ooh, wonderful.
Wonderful. Don't worry, you're not squirting each other. You'll be pleased to know that involves a lot more tidying up. But what we're going to be doing is, take that a minute. As we all know, a good all-age sermon has a flip chart in it. We love a good flip chart. And what we're going to be doing is we're going to be spraying our sin and our mistake onto the flip chart. And then we're going to be stapling the flip chart to the cross. And the reason we're going to be doing that is Jesus came and he went, he took our sin, if I can. Do you want to just make your face so people can see? He took our sin and he went, do you know what? I know that that's kind of messy, but don't worry about it. And then we continue to make mistakes, but he still put them on the cross for us. So if you want to start lining them up and start firing away, preferably not at me. Yeah? Pass it over. Do you want to come and have a go? Come and get a bit of blue on there as well. We like little bits of colour. Oh, look at that. It's spraying everywhere, the blue. We're loving it. Yeah, put it down. That's all right. Yeah, bit more of the blue. Liking that. Right, last one. We'll do the last one. Right, shall we start putting these on the cross then? Right, you want to put it on there and I'll staple. Yeah? There we go. I tried not to get any paint on me and still did. But there we go. Right, put them down for the side. Thank you very much for coming up. Yeah, that is certainly a lovely flip chart now. Just pop it down on the side for now. We'll put them up on the cross in a minute. Ah. Stand to the back. You won't get any paint on your scalp. That didn't quite go to plan, but there we go. Yeah. We move on to the next slide. He died for our sins. He took them. He put them on the cross. And then 3 days later, he rises again. He brings them back. He died on that cross for every single one of us. He took our sin, our shame, our transgressions, whatever it is. And he went, do you know what? I love you and I'm going to take it to the cross. And I'm going to die so that it can get taken. And then 3 days later, he rises again. And he's there and the ladies come to anoint him, and they say, why is he here? Where's he gone? Like, I mean, I'm pretty impressed that normally, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong here, ladies and gentlemen, but when somebody passes away and we put them somewhere to be buried, they don't tend to then appear 3 days later. And if they do, I'd get very scared. And probably need to go and find out some bits and pieces about that. But Jesus rose again. He came back to show us that when he says, I'm going to do this, he does it. He shows us that he took our sin, our sinful nature, our transgressions, and he put them on that cross. And he went, don't worry about it, I'll take it. That is some big, big challenge. And so it then puts us into our mindset and it gets me to think, if God and Jesus can take our sin and our sinful nature from us, you know, something that huge, something that big that affects every single one of us, surely we can forgive others that maybe upset us. Or maybe we can, you know what, someone's done something against us, sinned against us, whatever it is, and forgive them. Or move on, or work with them. Or, do you know what? That's kind of driven me up the wall a little bit. But it's cool. Because God loves me. He loves every single one of us. We make mistakes, we are human beings. If we got everything right every time and we were perfect, that would be very boring. Very boring indeed. And Arsenal would probably have won more titles. But, if we go to the next slide. Why do we look for the living amongst the dead? Why are we... I know, I'm dragging on. Fine. Why are we... looking for the living amongst the dead. And I leave you with this. We might be looking for God and his love for us, and we're needing that love for whatever situation we're in. Are we looking in the right place? Are we looking for God's love where we need to be looking? Are we, you know, it's not like when I park a car in a multi-story and go to the wrong level. I'm not going to find it. I need to remember, actually, where is God? Well, let's pray about that. Or let's look at the Bible and read God's word. I've said before, the Bible, a great way of remembering what it's useful for, is the basic instructions before leaving Earth. It is the how-to guide of life. And I know, as a guy, I struggle with how-to guides generally. But I will go back to that and look for God's love through those words. And so today, as we come on Easter Sunday, I leave you with this. If God and Jesus can do that and take our sin and nail it to the cross, and they can take that, then maybe I can be humble enough to go, do you know what? I've made a mistake here. Do you know what? I've got it wrong. And God, I need you today. So I'm going to leave you with that. Am I handing back to Martin?
Let's give Scott a round of applause. Well done, Scott.